You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Now, a number of studies have shown that yoga may help reduce stress and anxiety and also enhance your mood and overall sense of well-being. Now, today we have two individuals that were involved in one of the largest controlled yoga study to date, which analyzed the impact of yoga on anxiety, but infertility patients. And that's Dr. Jennifer Hirschfeld, Citron of Fertility Center of Illinois, and Beth Heller, creator and director of Pulling Down the Moon, a yoga integrative facility for fertility. Now, thanks so much for being you both. Now, Dr. Jennifer, can you tell us more about this program that your patients participated in and for this study with yoga?
Yeah, so we were looking for a tool to provide patients something that's very accessible, that they could utilize during the fertility process to decrease their stress. As been mentioned before, we take away your ability to exercise during more intense medical therapies, and here's a tool that people could then use. So we partnered with Pulling Down the Moon, and we created a study. It was 6 weeks long in duration. It was about an hour in length every time, including both yoga postures and a discussion session. And this was all headed by Beth Heller, who was on the call as well, in terms of how to go about the processes of appreciating yoga and how to incorporate it potentially into your daily life.
So 6 weeks is not a long time, but obviously, you know, with yoga, I always believe that once you learn the poses, you can actually do it on your own at home. And how often did you recommend these patients, Beth, to do the poses? How often, meaning like how many times a week, and what's the time frame?
Sure. What's fascinating about this study is that we saw a 20% reduction in the anxiety levels in our yoga group in just the 6 weeks. Excuse me. And this was with the women coming once a week for 6 weeks, participating in a class that mixed yoga postures, breathing and meditation instruction, and kind of a fertility-specific discussion with a yoga twist to it. We did not specify yoga outside. We do have a DVD that many of the students purchased. We did not track, actually, how often they were adding yoga to their life. So from the purposes of this study, it was just the participation in that class over the course of 6 weeks.
To me, 20% is a huge drop. 20% is a huge drop. And just doing it once a week, can you just imagine if you could incorporate twice a week? What do you think?
Absolutely. I'm just speaking to that huge drop. What we're doing when we have these yoga classes, we're creating community. There's a sense of connection. And we've been teaching this exact class for 12 years. So honestly, while that number 20% is astounding, we've been seeing this in the faces of our students and the FCI patients over the years. So it's kind of fun to finally be able to put a number to the actual, to be able to quantify the benefit we've been seeing for women. So yeah, if they could be doing it 2-3 times a week, can you even imagine?
Right, right. So then, Dr. Jennifer, with your practice, you know, over at the Fertility Center of Illinois, is this part of the daily, that you recommend everyone do? Is it part of their program for infertility program when it comes to even you're doing treatments? They have to incorporate it?
I don't view yoga as a have to, but I view it as a pretty spectacular tool to offer people. I think potentially adding more would be improve our decrease anxiety even further. But for many people, one day a week is really all that life allows. And I think what's so exciting about this study is other researchers have shown that just having infertility and going through treatment, it increases your stress. So not only did we reverse this trend, but we did it in a statistical way. It's, in my mind, it is. It's incredibly exciting. And in a way that's compatible with almost everybody's life. An hour a week is very user-friendly. And I definitely incorporate on a very daily basis within my patients so that they appreciate what are the tools that you can use so that stress is something that can be decreased and that can allow you to be more successful.
Right, right. You know, I know that infertility is a real big area where people feel shame, you know. Women feel shame about themselves when they can't get pregnant, if they've had a miscarriage over and over again. And you're creating a community, Beth. You've talked about how you can talk about this and create a place where you feel safe and you feel open enough to be able to share, because you all are talking about this and dealing with the same things. Can you share a little bit about that, Beth?
I love, one of the most common things that I hear, and you know, 12 years later, I still love teaching this class because it's so deeply important from my life journey. But when I see the women in the class, first of all, they all laugh because they've probably all seen each other in the waiting room at some time waiting for an ultrasound, but nobody speaks. Everybody looks at their phone. Everybody is caught up in their emotion. So they come to class and they start to form friendships. They start to make connections. It completely transforms their experience, not just within the yoga class, but also when they go back to the fertility center and they're going through treatment. They just feel different about themselves. And they also look and say, gosh, that woman I just met last night, she's really cool. She's really amazing. And this terrible thing's happening to her too. So all this blame I've been putting on myself, maybe I need to rethink that, because it's not just me and it's not something personal about me. It's happening to other people that are wonderful people. And that in itself, I think, is probably the most transformative gift of this class.
Very, very healing. And, you know, we talk about the women a lot, Dr. Jennifer, but how about the men? I mean, they are also invested emotionally and psychologically. How do you address them as a couple at your practice?
And definitely, as you mentioned at the very beginning, about a third of infertility is due really solely to a male factor. And I think when you approach the male component of the couple, a lot of it is predominantly still more couple therapy-based, psychotherapy-based, and we're lucky to have two amazing psychologists at Fertility Centers of Illinois that help with these patients. I think it's a great idea to think about sort of a couple-based yoga session. That might be something even more. I would just want to, you know, agree even more so with what Beth was saying, that for patients, infertility or current loss, for multiple reasons, people don't talk about it out loud, people don't talk about it at parties, and people really feel isolated and alone. And that is an incredible disservice we've done, in a sense, as a society. Like, people should know they're absolutely not alone, because it's just alone to tell you this, and feel comfortable, and then you're part of a community. And this is the first step, so it's just trying to create that. And I think that's what makes this particular project, a particular study, so extraordinarily exciting.
Yeah, I know that we're talking about infertility, but I also believe that a loss, like for an abortion, an individual who had to, for whatever reason, is also part of that. What do you think?
Definitely. I mean, there's no question that women who've had recurrent loss have quite a bit of emotional distress. I mean, understandably, I think one loss, as I say to my patients, is one too many. Imagine seeing a woman who's had 2, 3, 4 losses into the teens, or even getting pregnant is so mixed because there's this protective mechanism where you don't even want to be excited. And again, really feeling isolated and alone when it feels like the rest of the world is having no problem. And now you can be part of a community where you meet other people who are going through your same shared experience. And I think that cannot be minimized. That's such a huge part of what I think this study was able to do. Able to align people in the context of yoga to identify each other.
That's great. I love that your center is more integrative, using other ways, yoga for relieving stress and anxiety, but also bringing a community together. Again, the website is FCIonline.com. That stands for Fertility Center of Illinois Online.com with Dr. Jenny. And then, of course, PullingDownTheMoon.com. And that's for Beth Heller's place, where they integrate different kinds of ancient medicine like acupuncture, but also yoga and nutrition to optimize the women's and the health of the man so that they can have a fertility, obviously a pregnancy, and relieving stress. Thanks so much, both of you. Thank you so much. Until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne Bennett sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio ND. Until next time, stay well.